Episode 28, fellas. We here.
Is it 28?
It's 28.
Damn.
It's that Adrian Peterson. At 28.
Shut the fuck up.
My little
baby.
Shit, I'm sorry. Man. It's your boy Black, man.
Why y'all, man?
Bro, you be preparing for it.
This is Chizzy Chad coming again to you.
A motherfucker told me he had a radio voice the other day. Now he about to overdo it for
you.
That
nigga can't talk for shit.
But you shaped like old Big Boy, though.
Yeah, you shaped like
Big Boy!
Big Boy!
M. Jizzle.
Pint to Handy.
Yeah. Let's go. It's Danny here.
Shut the fuck up, boo.
Oh, y'all niggas funny as hell, boy.
We gonna go ahead and kick this off the right way.
Crazy.
It is. It is. You see that shit?
That shit fucking with me. Like, I feel like you drinking syrup.
Cody. Remember that one time I drank syrup? I drank Red Bull in the same hour and I was almost dead.
You thought you were on a Libra scale?
You know what I thought? I was like, it's going to have me mellow. No, my heart was racing, but I was tired, bro. Like, I fell asleep with my heart racing. It was the weirdest shit ever, bro. Like,
I was sleeping the concert.
No, bro.
You did it too.
Yeah.
It was me and him. we were watching the concert wide-eyed, but couldn't move. Like, it was like weird. Like
Jaquish just moonwalking across the stage. Like,
I didn't make it to Jockey's.
I fell asleep in the whip.
We fell asleep in the whip between, what was it, TK and Cash or something?
Yeah, somebody.
Yeah, like,
I had to call Tony.
The crazy thing is, we fell asleep in the whip. We both finally wake up. I drive to the hotel. It was like, all right, we about to get ready for this fucking party tonight. We get to the hotel. Stop. I put the car in park. When we woke up, it was like 1 a.m.
We fell asleep in the car again. Yeah.
The car was still running?
Yeah.
It was hot as shit. I went to jail and had a cop pull up on me. That's a DUI.
That shit is.
I do that shit all the time. I just go to sleep in the car, running all night.
Just don't do it in the garage, bro.
You
gonna wake up in heaven or hell?
People wake up dead all the time.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
In Durham.
They don't wake up dead, all right?
Let's go ahead and hop into Justin's interlude part two.
All right, so boom.
You know what really grinds my gears? You
right,
start
yeah, right. Like, all right, so boom. That's how it's going to start. I want to talk about how women want everything and nothing at the same fucking time. I just don't fucking get it. Like, maybe Marion will probably look at it a little bit more in depth with me compared to y'all two, because y'all got to, like, I guess, censor yourselves, you know. But I was just on the way here talking about my exploits, I guess you could call it. And I just don't understand women are dating anymore. Like, I'm 30 years old. Every woman I've even dealt with this year irritated the fuck out of me. Irritated the fuck out of me.
Bro, you and easily annoyed.
No, you got to understand, it's just a lot of things I would not deal with. So, by the way, like, one of the things...
Don't sound like Ric Flair outside.
But one thing I would not deal with, like, I would not... For one, I won't be told what to do. I won't be scrutinized for something I don't want to do. I don't like talking on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a problem, sometimes it is. I'm just the type, I'd rather see you than talk to you on the phone. That's just my, especially we live in near the same city. Why can't I just come see you?
I agree.
We live within 30 minutes of each other. I'll just come see you.
Right.
Why do I have to fucking talk to you on the phone?
I agree.
I even had an ex that would talk to me on the phone on the way to my house and it annoyed the fuck out of me.
I'll see you in a few minutes. Well, it's crazy. This car about to get over in my...
I'm like,
concentrate on the
road. Me too. But my thing is like,
get the fuck out of the way.
Babe, they can't drive. Well,
it sounds like you're having a tough time. Call him when you get here.
Right.
I'm good now. He gone. He got off on the exit.
Well, my thing is, I would tell her, like, look, we're not going to have nothing to talk about when you get home if we talk about it on the way to the house.
Facts.
That's how I would tell her. So, like, the other day I was on the phone, and I told this girl, like, I have to call you back. My niece is here, and I wanted to talk to Derek real quick. Derek had just got home. The baby ran up to me. The baby comes first. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen her all day. She gets upset and don't talk to me ever again.
Yeah,
I haven't heard from her since.
Good job.
That's petty as fuck.
And that's what I'm saying. That's fine. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't bother me. But what bothers me is, like, when I try and it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
What did I try for?
Right.
I'm an amazing nigga. You can roll all your eyes all you want. Like, I am. I ain't got no job, but I got a lot going for me. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, it's just like, it just doesn't make sense because this generation of dating is just like fucking weird. Y'all are lucky. Y'all really are. Especially with me and Marion being like over 30 now, it's even harder. I just feel like. Am I lying?
No.
You about to tell these people yourself.
No. He right.
But then when I just fuck these hoes, I'm a dog though.
They like you more when you do that.
Is that what it is?
You want to know why?
I got to fuck up.
Because
okay.
They're going to try to be like, yeah, I was the one that got this nigga. He was just getting over on y'all, blah, blah,
nah,
blah.
Nah, I'm going to cheat on her too.
Hold on.
Equal opportunity,
hold on,
huh?
Hold on, yeah, not a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
Because 2 weeks ago, he said he was polyamorous.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm gonna get 5 bitches to love me.
You just gotta tell them, and that's where your problem come in, because right. You don't tell them all,
huh?
You don't.
Ain't no MO. Like, MO. That's the thing. I was telling him in the car. Am I lying? Did I not tell you that? I said I don't have.
Yeah, you
the women
say.
That y'all think I have. I really don't.
Yeah, the ones we think you talk to, you don't talk to. You got other ones.
No, I don't. Like yeah. last night, I got fucked up with y'all and went home, jacked my dick so crazy. You hear me? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't.
I did that too.
Like, that's sad. Like, but my thing is, like, if I had these hoes you want to, I would have somewhere to go. I would fuck something. But no, I'm laid up by my damn self.
Whoop.
You I'm just saying like that.
That I'm sorry.
So you gotta you gotta nah, like. So what do you mean they want everything and nothing? They want everything. So what? Explain the nothing part.
Like, it's crazy. So like, just go down your timeline and look at single bitch statuses.
Like, SBS.
SBS. Single bitch status.
Yeah, you be right? On Facebook a lot.
Well, I ain't working. but. But just go look at single women statuses, right? You'll see I can do bad by my damn self right next to this nigga better pay all my goddamn bills. I'm not paying anything. I'm just like, what?
Yeah. So we need you to pick a side.
You need to.
Do you want to be miserable with me or miserable without me?
Facts. Some of them don't deserve it. Like, a lot of women feel like they deserve a lot more than they think they do.
And that brings it. Remember my status I put up, you're worth what you accept. So don't tell me you worth this and this nigga giving you way less than you talking about. Like, what's the song? Six figure nigga, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I seen your baby daddy. He make $850 and work Taco Bell drive-thru. Don't tell me you like rich niggas. That's right. Not your type.
You ain't never had one.
You ain't never had one.
Right. Like, I don't get it, bro. Like, but and then also... They get treated like that, they expect me to treat them different. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, no. You don't. You obviously will take less, so why I got to do more?
Yeah.
Right? I'm tired of having to deal with broken people.
Women. Say women. Cause
oh, yeah, that do sound real poly something.
Yeah, I was just about to say
something. Yeah. But,
polysexual. Yeah. I don't know.
Polysexual.
No,
the reason why I say people because let's just say this woman dealt with a broken nigga,
yeah,
and then now she's broken, and now I gotta try to fix this. And I ain't got the time for it. I don't have the patience.
Nobody can fix another person.
Nope. No. It's just like... you just got to be willing to live with it. You can't make your significant other happy. You could do things that you could do things for them or whatnot, but if they're not happy inside, you can't bring that peace or that happiness to them. Like, right.
Hurt people.
Yeah,
this you use that
a lot. That's my joint.
The thing is, you it's hurt, though.
Yeah. And I'm ugly. Facts. You right below me.
Now I'm the best looking one of us four, and it's not even.
It's like being. That's like being.
He's second and he's not. He's hey, not look, cute.
That's like being. that's like crazy being the smartest kid in the special ed class. Still retarded.
I was it. You can't say that.
Retarded again?
Anyway, that's the end of my rant because I kind of stopped and started back up. But yeah, I'm sorry.
No, so, are you mad at women?
I'm not mad at women. I'm mad at dating.
He bisexual.
So speaking of dating, what is your take on online dating? Like, you know, is that something that you...
I was on Bumble right before we started this motherfucker.
you know, Bumble is actually better.
I like Bumble.
When you match, the woman has to talk to you first.
So she has to initiate.
Yeah, so
she
it's not like I'm being thirsty, sending her hard eyes and stuff. You talk to me first.
Right.
So you... Mm-hmm. You gotta accept whatever I send after that.
Right.
Don't you say nothing. You either.
What was I about to say?
I know what he was about to say. Go ahead.
What was you about to say? I want to hear this. If it's funny, I wanted to go.
No, go ahead.
But no, like.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Like, I never heard of that.
You never heard of Bumble for real?
No.
So with Bumble, the thing about Bumble is you can get there for different things. There's a dating side, a friend side, and a networking side.
Friend.
Yeah, if you want to just meet friends, you go on Bumble, swipe, y'all, link up, boom.
Give them $40.
It's mainly for people, I guess, going to new areas and shit like that. But either way, so the dating, you swipe, whatever. Unlimited swipes. If you and the woman swipe together, like, you know, swipe you right match. Together, you match. But you have to wait for her to initiate the conversation.
Gotcha.
And that's the dope part about it. So they, because honestly, if we, let's say on Tinder, we swipe right. We have to initiate the combo. More than likely, they're not going to hit us back. More than likely, they probably accidentally swiped us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm an accidental swipe.
You're not an accidental swiper. I've seen you in action.
I was going crazy one night.
One night, we was in Noir. It's like 1:40.
I exhausted. What
we
doing after this?
I pull out POF, he pull out Tinder.
Oh, y'all.
Bro, on game. I seen Marion swipe right on everything. Everything. And he had boys and girls. That's it. It was way too easy, right? No, but serious business.
This is your last episode.
It was my last episode. But, like, I've seen Marion just swipe, just like, what's going to happen tonight? You know what I mean? So that's how I know when you match with somebody, like on Tinder, POF, whatever. It's not as serious as it is on Bumble. You know what I mean? Because, like, that's a little bit more serious.
What Bumble is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met two women that I kind of took serious for a little bit.
On Bumble.
On Bumble.
Okay.
How long
and
was then, a little bit for you?
Yeah, like, at what point?
I dated one girl for, like, 3 months.
When?
It was last summer.
Like, it's got to be more than... It's gotta be more than 12 months in the year at this point.
It was last summer. You told me you didn't like her.
Yeah.
Which one?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna say her name over here. You remember.
You remember.
It was July 4th. I brought her to the house. He's like, I don't like the bitch.
Her.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, like, I mean, do you think it's, and I'm just asking y'all this because, you know, y'all single, but do you think it's easier to talk to women online versus in person?
Yeah.
No, I would much still rather talk to you in person.
The human interaction.
Because I'm like, yo, if you don't have any intention on meeting, like, period, I can't. Yeah. First of all, I think you might be setting me up to rob me.
Yeah, or your tranny.
That too.
It's one or the other. Like,
MJ don't mind that. See, why?
Two in one segment.
Yeah. But like it's getting weird now, especially with this era. Because, like, you will run into shit like that because they're on the women's side.
Yeah.
You know? But a lot of them do at least say, I'm a trans or something like that before you accidentally swipe right, or in his case.
I think I would much rather interact. If I was dating, I would much rather interact, you know, in person, because ever since the...
You shouldn't.
What you mean? I was saying, because, like, ever since, you know, screenshotting came into effect.
Facts.
Boy, you can get exposed with that way.
I'm surprised my dick ain't on the internet. Like, yours is.
How'd you cope?
I got so many hoes, man.
Online dating,
it's weird, but it's like you gotta adapt with the time.
I prefer the in person.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my humor will be taken like completely out of context.
Through messages.
Right. I think all of ours would, though.
You know, it's kind of, they'd be like, the fuck?
Well, I think we're pretty funny in person.
Yeah.
But if you read what we saying, it's like, oh, these niggas got problems.
Yeah. Right.
Every single thing we say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and like, I guess I'm just old school, man. Fuck it. If I was dating, I would want to, like, you know, meet somebody that's probably a mutual friend, or just some simple fucking situation where you meet the person in person for the first time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't remember the last time I literally pulled a woman in public, though. That makes sense?
It's because of your weak-ass fucking generation that...
I'm old. You see I'm old than you. Like,
you smart, bro. Because
of our generation.
What I'm saying is I have no game.
No, and also what it is you would much rather see a person out in the street, look her up on Facebook, and DM her that way.
I would
not. Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
That's actually weird.
You're weird like that.
I'm not that weird, bro.
You are
smack. You talking bullshit.
No, don't get me wrong. don't get me wrong. It ain't nothing wrong with shooting a message in a DM, especially like if, you know.
I knew her before.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to send no random chick a DM that I seen out in public.
That's weird. That's weird.
I understand.
Because then the female come back and why you say nothing when you saw me?
My lady slid in my DMs, but that's a conversation for a different.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm. You really did?
You was at the bottom. You was different.
Nah, I'm messing with
you. Oh, damn.
You a cash chat?
That ain't the bottom. That's the barrel. He don't like Joseph out here.
Nah, I don't.
You.
Chill,
dude. Don't die, nigga, boo.
Y'all crazy.
But nah, but like, I know a bunch of people who's literally met their soulmate
and got married,
My best friend, Lee. He met his fiance online dating. I don't know what app it was. And getting married.
Backpage? No, I'm messing with you.
Don't disrespect my man.
Nah, Lee cool with me. I like
disrespectful, boy.
But I'm
drinking water.
But serious business, though, like, it's like you said, we got to adapt with the times.
Yeah.
You got to.
The reason why I don't have no game, I was in a relationship for 9 years. I forgot everything I knew. And I was in a relationship during the time where I probably should have been dating. That makes sense?
Yes.
From like my teen, from teenager to 22. So like in that.
Y'all was dating from you was 11?
13 to 22.
How serious
is that relationship?
That's what I'm saying. It didn't really get serious I don't think it got serious to like 15 when she met the family.
I think that was a big ass waste of time. Like,
it was.
Personally.
It was a big ass waste of time. It lasted 9 years and we're not together. It's a big ass waste of time.
So do you feel like you have to have game to talk to a woman in person?
No, because I'm genuine.
All you need is $40.
There you go.
I'm sick of you in this $40.
Am I lying?
You was asking for a dollar last night because you had $39.
I had $39.
Like, horny ass nigga.
But yeah,
you just have to be genuine. But a lot of women don't. They're not used to it.
They're not
used to it. So when you come up with them genuine, this lying ass nigga.
Either that or they think you're a cornball.
Exactly. I'm just being like, hey, how you doing? My name is Justin. What's your name?
Get out my face.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
If you don't buy me a drink, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, see, no, that's you.
Like,
yeah.
That's
10
of your
40
already.
No, because I'll slap it. No, I'm joking, but kind of. But no, but like, I just, like, I've seen it. Not like, not to me. Yeah,
off the rip.
Yeah, on game. But, but not talk, I've seen it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's an interesting topic, man. I just think. The
what was he talking about?
When you
online smart.
Yeah, yeah.
You work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Damn.
Last day of the month.
Let's go. Okay.
That's but not nah, but
music. Oh, my bad.
Nah, you fine. Right. You fine. That's power. So I know everybody ain't saw it yet. But you know,
by the time they see this episode,
hopefully they got on demand or what? Yeah.
They got Siri.
Justin, I know you're probably not prepared yet to do your top five.
Yeah. Oh, so. Tariq won either way.
So Tariq number one.
Hands no, down. He's not.
You ain't seen it. You ain't seen it.
I know. Lala is number one.
Tariq's number one.
Tariq's number one.
Tariq's number one.
Lala's two.
For niggas to die next.
Yeah. No, the niggas that need to die.
That need to die.
He fucked the game up.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. So they had to do all this $2 million shit just to get, because he was going to split it with bro.
Yeah. He's getting too big for his bridges. Britches.
Yeah.
Like,
he too big for bridges.
You say he too big for bridges?
Your gap need a bridge.
Yeah.
Like, don't play with me.
Go to the gate. But now, like Tariq is definitely number one. Tariq. Cause not like at this point he's selfish and it's only about him when everybody else is about the family. Even Vincent bitch ass is about the family. You know what I mean? Tariq is the only nigga that's Ghost at one point was not about the family. It was about even though he said it was about the family, it was about him. But Tariq is Ghost.
And Ghost scared of Tommy.
No, he's not.
I think
Tommy's afraid of Ghost. I think that you know it's crazy, they're both afraid of each other and don't even get it. They don't understand why they're scared of each other. Like, he know Tommy a killer, but Tommy know Ghost is smarter than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's, like, weird.
And
like,
he a killer, too.
And they both killers. But, like, Tommy's
more wild.
He's definitely...
He's impulsive.
He's like, let's kill this motherfucker and fuck the consequences. Yeah.
There's no strategy in what he does.
Yeah, he's like, let's go. You know what I mean? Like,
you see how he shot up Ghost's house?
Yeah.
Nigga did not kill. Nigga. Like I said, Ghost had to stay in Tasha's little shit.
Yeah. Like,
Mom, where I'm supposed to sleep at? She said, "Take your son to your house."
But Jay and Vincent definitely got to die. Like
Jay,
next.
Jay, well,
I think not Jay, Jason.
Jason definitely
Jason
got
Vincent.
Yeah,
Jason fucked the game up. They almost lost Tariq. Fuck with him.
Yeah,
like if it wasn't for Tariq being in on the scheme, he would have died easily. Because I don't think Ghost and Tommy had a way to get out of that.
Can we all agree that Tariq is the best actor on Power?
He is the best actor on Power. And it might not even be close.
Yeah.
Because Tommy acted not that good
either. Give that nigga a fucking Oscar.
Because even the only reason I say Tommy acting is not that good is because I don't think Tommy could do anything else.
I think
I've seen Tommy in something else.
And what was he?
A gangster.
He was a gangster.
Yeah. He did an episode on Chicago PD.
I thought he was.
Is that where I seen him?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I thought he was Gary Owen.
Man, he just white that like black people.
I think Dre is a good actor too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because how he switch it up from being hard and then next thing you know he crying.
Can we forget he a gangster?
Yeah.
You see how he stabbed a nigga on the corner for no reason?
Like no reason.
10:30 in the morning.
He's like, oh, you wait for niggas to get off your corner? I do shit a different way. All right. I'm like, what's up? Like, I think that scene where they robbed niggas was wild.
It was.
Because of the way Ghost played it out. Ghost is... Did he go to college? Because it just seemed like he went to college. Like, while he was selling dope. I know. And I'm talking about in the show, nigga. He went to DeVry. But now, like, he that nigga went that and crazy. He passed brother strap. Like, and the thing is, we didn't even know that nigga was a cop too in this episode.
Right. Yeah.
He said,
"Officer Tate." Yeah, he said, "I forgot you was." Yeah. Nigga, what? Like, yeah. But Tate took him out.
Bro, that just won Tate the election. Yeah. I really feel like that he just won him the election. Election, you don't think so?
I ain't gonna die.
Who you think gonna take him out?
Ghost. Why? Because
yeah,
Tate is real disrespectful, bro.
Yeah, he a real
loose at the lips.
He was like, "I see why he left him.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, but nah, Tate gonna die before this season. Like,
damn.
Like, Tate is gonna not make it to the election. It's gonna be a lot of sad singing and flower bringing. Like,
has this been confirmed to be the last season, or are they really?
I'm so confused.
Some chick told us 50 Cent said,
"I did," and I never saw
that. And I never saw that either. Like,
yeah, she lied.
Invalid. Yeah. Wikipedia. All
right. Like,
yeah, I think this is going to be the last season. I think it's just going to be spinoffs. What the spinoffs are going to be?
Tariq going to get a show.
Tariq probably going to get a show. I can see Tate getting a show.
If Lala get a goddamn spinoff,
I'm canceling my cable.
The whole cable.
Yeah, whole cable.
Yeah.
I don't even
want to watch. I'm a YouTube everything.
I'm here for you.
She's just a. She might. So he did. Rod said he said it on IG.
50.
But,
yeah, you did
read.
Okay.
But I don't believe Rod either. I'll fuck with you. But now, seriously though, like, I don't like Lala. Like, now I don't like her as a person. You know what I mean? Like,
he don't let it spill over.
Like, yeah, like how people treat Tariq, like, in the streets, that's how I'm gonna treat Lala. I'm like, man, bitch, you ain't got time to be back for real. She did.
Damn.
She really did. She did, like, fuck Melo life.
She
up.
The reason, like, he's not playing basketball anymore.
Because her titties was out in front of Tommy.
He hit, for real. That was a real scene.
That's probably Tommy Dick a little. Like, I'm like, hey, like, I get over it. Like, it is. Like, I get over it. Like, you fucking little dude, nigga. Like, that's fine. That's how bitches feel when they fuck me. Anyway, what we talking about?
Just power, man. Like, just it was a lot that went on in this episode, man. Right. It was suspenseful. It was good. It was a really great episode.
Let's just say I'm Tommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
My godson gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all work for free to help him get out?
Yeah.
Fuck that kid. Like, I felt them. Like, I get it. Like, you want us to get you $2 million, save you $2 million and wait.
That's my thing though. I don't even think that's even fucking possible.
I don't know, bro. Them niggas is moving, and it was a lot of them. You gotta understand, his niggas was moving it. Tasha bitches was moving it.
Mm-hmm.
Them Italian Benny, niggas, yeah. Benny and his niggas is moving it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Benny a gangster.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was that.
Yeah, and I got a feeling when he finds out that
it was Tommy,
it was Tommy that really killed his cousin. I feel like he gonna kill Tommy and Ghost, or at least try to.
Ghost.
I think it's gonna be them two niggas having to take Benny out because he gonna be after him. Or Ghost might tell Benny so Benny can take Tommy out.
Yeah,
look, Benny needs help.
But like. But you know, like, Benny couldn't be around Proctor because of his Italian, like his mob ties. Like, yeah. So, anyway.
When do you think Proctor's daughter is going to tell somebody about the little microchip shit that's in
her? She don't know that.
She don't know.
She do.
And what? The unicorn?
No, not the unicorn. Proctor gave his daughter a necklace right before that had the tape recording of. When Tommy killed the Homeland Security nigga, and it was like some other shit that Ghost name was mentioned in it as well. Like, yeah,
I didn't even realize
Proctor got. I mean, Proctor's daughter got all that shit.
Man, she knew she was good for it. She shut the fuck up.
She don't know what's on it. Proctor told her, if something happens to me, make sure you give this to Uncle Benny.
Yeah, She said that?
Yeah. Proctor said that. Because cause you remember before that happened, Proctor sat down with Benny. And Benny said, I thought you still had the laptop. He was like, no, I ditched it. Which he did ditch the laptop, but he kept the recording. Yeah.
Wow. This goes back to Tommy being a problem. No Cuth. That shit happened. Right.
Yeah.
Mm. That nigga Why are they investigating that little Mexican bitch dying? They investigating anything but that.
Racism.
What Mexican joke?
The one that was about to testify against him.
Oh, she dead.
I'm saying they're not investigating that.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably going to come up next episode, and hey, Sat's going to be.
Bro,
yeah,
it's like, right.
Ooh.
Proctor is a, you know, it's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Where's Sat's rank on the people that need to die?
He's just doing his job. Nah, I'm playing. He's up there.
He got a personal vendetta against Ghost.
Ghost.
And you know why? It's because he feels like Ghost is the reason why everybody is dying that often, when in actuality, it's him.
It's them being responsible.
I thought it was because he ain't never get a chance to hit Angela.
Everybody he tried.
Did. He did.
Everybody else Greg, did.
I wanted to hit Angela.
I'm surprised you didn't.
You'll be able to. She's coming back.
Yeah. You give me my $100, bro.
She's coming back.
She's dead, bro. She her whole ghost was on two episodes ago.
Yeah. Okay.
If she comes,
you can fuck Tasha, and I don't. It wasn't her.
It wasn't her ghost. It was her conscience.
And she was. I'm sick of you. Give me $100, bro. Like,
coming back.
I'm
trying to tell you.
So look,
what episode are we on, man?
Six.
Okay. Six.
Yeah. You gone?
She be back. Episode 10.
If she back, this joint is over.
Let's talk music. Mm-hmm. So we had Young M.A. dropped the album.
Young Ma.
Young Pa.
DaBaby dropped the album.
DaBaby.
Kevin Gates dropped the album.
Yeah.
And Kanye shit got pushed back. Matter of fact, it was something. I think Kim K tweeted out something that it was supposed to drop today.
Did it drop?
I don't think so. I haven't heard any buzz about it.
He did some shit. I think it was in Chicago.
Yeah.
That where he played the whole fucking album for him.
I'm going to have to get on IG and see if he posted anything. But yeah, so new music. Some new music out. That new baby is
people like don't that. Like it and I don't get it.
Who don't like it?
Man, my whole timeline.
Man, that's
it's
all
like half and half.
That's all I've been listening
to.
I haven't even had a chance to listen to Young M.A. or the Kevin Gates album because I just been listening to the baby album all weekend.
Like I was telling, he was like, "Yeah, I got the song 5 and turned it off." I was like, "Yeah, because you baby album was so good, you just fuck this. I'm gonna go back to the baby album, bro." Like, yeah,
very well could be.
Like,
very well could be.
Rod said something funny the other day. He said, if I want to hear another song about getting my dick sucked, I would listen to the album, but I get it. You know, same shit over and over, but the song's fire.
It is.
You really think Kanye got nervous? Kanye probably don't know who the baby is.
You're right.
He's big now, though. He's big time now.
Yeah.
All right, let's be honest. He is.
I think Kanye is so big.
Yeah. He's not on Cole level.
Like 3 months ago, you could have paid the baby $15,000 to come do a performance.
Grand. Not 3 months ago.
$1,500.
Yeah. I would say 7 months ago.
$1,500.
Before Baby on Baby dropped.
Six.
I would say.
Right before Baby on Baby dropped.
Didn't he come to Liz 1 year?
He came to Liz last homecoming.
He used to go there.
Go where?
To Liz.
Nah. Shut
the fuck up. Side note, Liz got the worst fucking football team ever.
I love Liz, but y'all trash.
Yeah.
They haven't had a good program since Tiller, though.
It wasn't even good then.
They went to the CIAA championship three years in a row.
We had three years in a row?
Five,
it was like two was or like three,
five
yeah.
Out of six, 5 out of 8 years, they went to CIAA championship.
Rante.
Did we?
Did you forget?
We lost to Winston twice. Lost to Central twice.
We was
I think they lost to St. Aug.
Central.
Or somebody.
No, show.
Central was in the CIAA.
Up until like 2006, 2007, something like that.
Ronte,
oh, y'all talking about... I'm talking about while I was in school.
Yeah,
school.
That's what I'm saying. That's when Durante was toting the rock 100 times a game. Like
clock. Durante got there in the year. You
were marching up and down that goddamn field, bro.
40 carries.
84 yards.
They had like 8 running backs on the roster.
And then a lot of them were good.
Like, to be real,
Swain
was the backup. Barfield was the third running back. Dana was really good, and Dana was like the sixth back.
Yeah.
And Dana was really good.
We
bro.
Used to have some running backs, buddy.
Cook was a running back, too.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had like 8 running backs.
They used him mostly for like returns and yeah. shit like that. Though.
Yeah, he was fine, too.
Yeah. Fast as shit.
But I just don't. I mean, I ain't go to that many games neither, you I went guess. To, but
you got
I don't,
this win?
I got there 09.
It wasn't three. Three CIAA championships while you were in school.
Like, they won the CIAA?
They went to three while I was there, not while he was there.
Oh, well.
Because they went my freshman year and lost to Shaw. Then they went twice my last 2 years, and they lost to Winston. But Winston, it wasn't fair if you ask me.
Yeah, they had
still. If you look at their roster,
not fair.
If you look at their rosters side by side,
it was three niggas on that team that went to the NFL.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's funny.
What? But like, if you look at their roster,
Winston, like for real,
they went to the NFL.
Yeah, Philip Sims.
Mm-hmm. Who went to Alabama first?
Yeah.
I was just talking about like went to the NFL and came back.
What?
Bro, stop. You are inebriated. Stop.
Yeah. But if you look at the booklet, like this, the program they used to give out.
First of all, they had 150 players.
Yeah, and then
70.
And we had 72. Like, they would have 2 pages of players. We would have one half a page. If you look, it'll, you know, they always show like where they're from and then their former school. Tennessee, Navy,
everywhere,
like D1, like, you know what I mean? Like, Phillip Sims went to Alabama. He was a third string running back at Alabama.
But the crazy thing is, when they were D1 in the MEAC,
they were getting
slapped.
Yeah.
But because...
Look at that show you the discrepancy between the talent level.
That's crazy.
Shit, Mike Bonner, I don't know if you remember him, the nigga that's like...
Play ball, right?
Yeah, and he's like a super teacher now, whatever you call it. But he went to Winston, transferred to us. In between, this shows you how trash Liz is, like their athletic program. While he was transferring to Liz, he transferred during the summer. Winston went D2. They didn't do his paperwork in time. He had to sit out technically 2 years because he transferred in conference.
Damn. Yeah.
Mind you, he transferred while they were D1.
Right.
Yeah.
But because they didn't do the paperwork right, he was supposed he had to... do a what do they call it? God damn it!
A waiver or some shit.
No, like he had to what is appeal? He had to fight. There you go. He had to do an appeal.
Okay.
He only had to sit out 1 year, even though he won't post it out none because he went from D1 to D2.
D2, yeah.
But yeah, that's why Liz program shit like that. That's why they're owing whatever they do in life,
bro. Let's talk about the old coaching staff that was at Liz at Union, killing everybody.
Yeah.
They beaten D1 teams.
Parker.
Hilliard.
Hand. The rest of them. Rios is a coach.
Rios up there.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if it was the head coach or what. I did not like Parker's play calling when he was at Liz.
When we lost to Winston, he threw that game.
That's what I'm saying. I did not like his play calling, but what he's doing at Union is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, what they are doing at Union is amazing. Like, so,
bring
hats
back.
Off. Yeah.
That's crazy.
They ain't coming.
You're going to have to drop a bag and a half.
What? Like, they're going to have to drop big bags. Like,
and the crazy thing is, Union is a private school.
Hilliard and Parker is going to go, like, they gonna progress pretty quickly.
Yeah.
To where?
I mean, like,
I'm not trying to be funny.
Big HBCU?
Yeah. Well,
like D1AA, big D2, some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm really not trying to be funny or anything.
Like, Hilliard, Spook, he did the little Steelers.
Yeah, I saw that. That's dope. Yeah.
I mean,
and that's because he's
black.
So
these niggas getting recognized. They getting recognized.
Yeah. I applaud him.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Sorry, I think I threw us off by saying
we're talking about the baby.
Yeah, we're talking about the baby.
Because the baby did come to Liz, like, for homecoming or. It was either homecoming or Viking Fest.
And that's back when I had an old argument with Jew on Facebook, and he was saying how the baby was hot.
Yeah,
he did.
I
ain't listening to no fucking baby.
Like, I thought it was a little baby.
We all thought it was Lil Baby.
Lil Baby, and everybody was like, hell nah.
It's Da Baby. We were like, oh, now look. Yeah. Hottest nigga in the world right now. Yeah, facts. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
that's the only time Liz could get him.
Yeah.
Can't get him now.
Because back then, he was 2,500. Like,
now he's
25,000. Nah,
for 15 minutes. For 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Nicki wanted 60 grand.
To do what?
For 15 minutes. And Liz. And Liz.
Nicki who?
Minaj. This is back when Nicki was. This is back like 2000. He said Nicki, this is like 2010, 2011.
Though. I guess it's a grain of Nicki Parker, bitch.
To Monique?
Yeah. Before I give it.
What Monique said to Netflix? She's like, yeah. People. And hell no.
No.
Monique deserved that.
No, she don't.
Deserve what?
How much they offer her? 500,000?
That's a good chunk of change for her. She needs to shut the fuck up.
And did we ever talk about that?
Yeah, she could have paid her house off.
We can talk about it. Like,
she
could have paid her house off. Because it ain't no telling when that next check coming.
Right, because she ain't getting nothing now. Because now she blackballed, stupid bitch.
Damn.
I never thought Monique was that funny.
She's not.
Just like I don't think Tiffany Haddish funny.
She's definitely not.
She did a show. She did something on Netflix where she tried to like get other women out of there. Every woman on that motherfucking show was funnier than her.
Really?
Except for Shantae Wayans.
Shantae Wayans?
Yeah, it's the she's not.
She like a Wayans, she's brother.
She's a Wayans
nephew.
Kind of, yeah. Because she's a dyke too.
Oh, is she really? Yeah. I don't even try to be funny. Like,
nah, go look at her. Okay. It's me.
It's me.
Yeah, it me. It me. But yeah, like it's, I don't know. But yeah, Monique need to chill. Like I said, we got off on another.
Yeah, yeah, But yeah, Tiffany Haddish, I think she's horrible.
I thought you was bringing it back.
No, we gonna continue to discuss.
Okay. So the baby album, what you give it?
Out of 10,
Monique could have at least got a million.
Probably about seven and a half.
No.
About a 7.5.
That's what you said last night.
That's what I said last night. I like it. I like the baby.
Yeah,
you
did.
I like it.
And I don't even
listen to music like that. But I like his joint.
Yeah, you listen. You listen to classical.
Yeah,
classical.
That Kyle look fucking me up.
Beethoven. You
need some edge control.
See, I'm not even laughing because he ain't lying.
For real, you need to slick that bitch down.
Oh, you need some wave grease.
Yeah. I'm out of control. I'm going ball.
Spoon waves.
Yeah, spoon waves. Dude. 360. With a merge hair grease. Your corner's laid, though.
Yeah, fade laid like a bitch. Like that.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Bro, we was in the chat when he sent us the shit about the dude that we went to school with that sexually assaulted a student.
Man, stop. Stop. Yeah, I was in there.
He told us, Faye laid. Yeah.
But, cause Faye was crispy as a bitch. And I guarantee you, like, he still had the little powder mark when he got he got that cut to go see that little girl.
Right?
Let's move on.
Yeah. Listen.
You said we all said seven. I said seven.
Y'all talk about Michael Jackson and all them niggas, and you don't want to talk about this nigga.
My thing is, y'all don't give Michael Jackson the credit he deserves as a child molester. he's the greatest. He's a child molester.
You want to sit up here and bash him? This local ass nigga,
it's because we know him.
We
don't know Michael Jackson.
He BDSM. What's the name? What's the name of your little group?
This nigga said BDSM.
DME, bro.
Yeah.
VHS.
Now that's my dog, bro.
Okay,
he is. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't know the mistakes he made. Hope it all works out for him. But anyway.
Yeah.
So listen, Bleacher Report. They dropped the top 50
tough, though.
NBA players nice. Of all time.
Right.
And this list bothers me.
It's absurd.
Yeah. It's not absurd.
For one specific reason.
All right. He wants LeBron at one. Okay. I don't have nothing wrong with the top part of this list.
What you mean, the top 10?
No. Steph Curry's not top 10.
He's okay. not top two.
So let's just go through the top ten list. No, 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 no.
Where did they have Kawhi? Like 40-something? 42.
The
disrespect.
He's better than Steph.
Yeah.
The thing is, Steph revolutionized the game, though. That's the only reason I think he's ranked that high.
So Steph is 10. Wilt Chamberlain is 9. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think is fair.
Bill Russell is 8. Tim Duncan is 7. Mm-hmm. Shaq, 6. Larry Bird, 5. Magic Johnson, 4. Kareem, 3. LeBron, 2. And the GOAT, Michael Jordan. Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Me.
Number 1. So, what discrepancies?
So, where the fuck is Kobe? Goddamn.
Kobe 14. Was 14.
Kobe, I will go on record saying Kobe is one of the most overrated players of all time.
I mean, all right. Granted, I wasn't the biggest fan of Kobe. I wasn't the biggest fan of the Lakers. But I feel like 14 is too low.
If we had to switch,
you switching him and Steph.
Him and Steph.
Absolutely.
But in my top 10,
I'm fine with him being at 10.
In my top 10,
I don't have no problem with that either.
In my top 10, there's 2 guards and the rest are forwards and centers. Hakeem Olajuwon would probably be 10 for 10. Me.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then after that, you get your more guards and shooting guards.
Right. So that's just like us. Like, me and him were arguing before we left the house. He felt like AI deserved to be in the list.
Why?
Exactly.
He's Isaiah Thomas.
I just feel like...
Not Zeke, Isaiah Thomas.
I just feel like...
The nigga that got his tooth knocked out in the game.
So, you're right. So... And this is no offense to y'all, because y'all kind of did, but like, you really didn't grow up with the Michael Jordan era. Like, you weren't really watching sports at 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
Me and Marion was like more like 8, 9, so we saw the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Government up here. All right.
I'm sorry, bro. My bad.
My bad.
Cause... Like, nobody know your name, Marion. We tag you in every fucking thing. Your name is Marion Hudson Jr. But anyway, I think it's more nostalgia than anything for a lot of these players that we think should be higher than what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Ray Allen deserves to be higher, but I know basketball wise he deserves to be at like 42 or wherever he was.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like KD at 15 was perfect. He didn't feel that
I
way.
I have a problem with that.
He's way too high.
He was too high.
Think so?
Yeah. He think AI need to be in there. AI was the most inefficient scoring guard in the NBA at the time.
Took a lot of shots.
But I get it. He had to carry a team.
He had to.
But people say, oh, he had 2 steals a game. All he did was gamble passing lanes. He really wasn't a one-on-one defender.
Yeah.
But he averaged 28 a game.
I mean, if you want to be honest, that's how LeBron got a lot of his steals by playing passing lanes.
But it worked for him.
It worked for AI. He didn't win.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
Also, LeBron also blocks too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rebounds like a mother.
Here's
rebounds.
What we do with LeBron James. What I do with LeBron James. He gambles passing lanes, mm-hmm. and he's a help defender. He might be the best help defender I ever seen in my life.
That's what all centers are, help defenders.
But he's not a center. And let's debunk this. He can play. He can guard or play all 5 positions. He cannot guard a 5 for 48 minutes.
No.
He can't guard a 4 for 48 minutes.
No. Yes, he can.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
What 5 is he guarding?
I'm not talking about the 5. I can maybe give you that.
What 4 is he guarding?
What 4 is it?
4s are non-existent no more.
That's what I'm saying. He can't guard Draymond Green?
He's not going to guard Draymond Green. He doesn't guard anybody. He's going to...
He does guard Draymond Green.
Free safety.
I don't think he could guard Anthony Davis.
For 48 minutes.
He could. Just not saying he'd be successful, but he could.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, you can say that about me then. I can go out there and try to check Kobe Bryant, but I ain't going to be successful.
I know, true. But we also got, like I said, nostalgia is a big thing with this because a lot of these niggas that were like first team, all defense and shit like that, it was all off name recognition. Kobe was a good defender, but was he really one of the great defenders of his time, though?
I really like Kobe on defense.
Really?
Yeah.
We're gonna look up how
he guards. He takes the best player.
Right.
Yeah.
Every time.
LeBron's.
You had to in the late 90s, early 2000s.
He kept it.
You don't have to now. Career. Shit different now.
You don't.
There's load management.
You outscored a man across from you.
Right.
So defense out the window.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Kawhi is a stopper, but you can still get 25 on Kawhi. Let's it might not be efficient.
Let's ask a question. Two-way player, how do y'all feel about that title? Because there's only two sides to basketball. If you're going to name the man the best two-way player, he's the best player in basketball to me.
No, because
what's the third and fourth side of the game?
Here's my thing, though. No, that's not what I'm saying.
that's a good way to look at it.
It is. But the thing is, it's flawed, though, because Kawhi is not one of the top offensive players, right. But he is the top defensive player. But he's the he's the best two-way player.
So who is how are you the best player if you're only good on
Paul
one side?
Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
They about the same play.
Honestly. They about the same player.
Who wins, though?
Them playing one-on-one?
No, I'm saying who wins, period.
Kawhi.
Boom.
Yeah.
Who makes your team better? Kawhi does. Kawhi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the best two-way player. Paul George, they do
Paul
the
George
same.
Can't
he's
get
second.
It done with the Pacers.
Huh?
But Paul George couldn't get it done with the Pacers, but Kawhi did it with Toronto.
No, he did more with the Pacers than he did with this bullshit.
But, Russell Westbrook needs to come off the top 50.
And to be fair, like, come on now. Who did Kawhi? It's not like Kawhi had to go through LeBron in the East. Like,
bro, them team, he did not have a cakewalk to this championship.
I'm not saying he had a cakewalk, but Paul George had to go through LeBron
every time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That Heat team was better than every team.
Absolutely.
He played this year. And the only team close was the 76ers.
They're being like that.
76ers were better than the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one lucky shot from they were Kawhi away from winning the shit.
Everybody thought the 76ers were going to win.
Yeah, they don't have Kawhi in that one lucky shot.
Yeah,
I won't say lucky, but that shot went in. But
it was a prayer.
That was a prayer.
It went in. So
you had one of the best defenders on you at 7-1, and you shot it over him in the corner, and it bounced 40 times. You know what I mean? Like, and Kawhi had a lot of luck. Let's be real.
You need it. You need
cause that game cooked. That KD came back. KD was cooking, and
was that the first round or second round?
Right before they played the Bucks. They played the Bucks. And honestly, I thought the Bucks was gonna beat them.
I did too.
You did say that.
I did too.
I thought the Bucks was gonna beat them.
But Kawhi went in there and
they had a good.
You know, I know. You know what? No, we don't give Nick Nurse.
We don't give Kyle Lowry enough credit.
We shouldn't.
And he should be in that top 50
because he was on no omission list.
I don't see how you put that nigga in that list.
So here's my thing, Derek. I have a question for you. Why do you feel like AI really deserves to be in the top 50,
bro? Because I can name at least three that I feel like shouldn't be in the top.
Russell, 50. If you say Pau Gasol, I slap
that. That is number one.
Westbrook is number two. Then.
I don't like Westbrook's game at all.
I wouldn't pick him up in Williams Hall.
I truthfully feel like he pads his stats, bro. Like,
he doesn't, bro. Y'all overanalyze it. Yeah.
Like, I watched the game. The Nipsey game?
I watched the game where a nigga literally ran away from the rebound just to give it to Westbrook. I got it.
I literally seen
Steven Adams, you a hoe.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I seen Steven Adams.
He'll beat your ass.
Have a nigga boxed out.
But y'all going to jump him?
Steven Adams.
Wow. Shoot, nigga.
I seen Steven Adams have a player boxed out, and the rebound literally was right there for him to get. And Russell Westbrook ran up and get it. You know, it's kind of like.
Nigga didn't even try to grab it. He did this.
Russell Westbrook could.
In his defense, and they do the same thing in Houston. They do that with James Harden too. Box out, let him get the ball, bro. So he can initiate the offense. It has nothing to do with padding stats. It's about initiating the offense.
My thing is the ball travel faster than the main. So if your big man outlets it, the other four niggas.
Do you think
Steven
Adams is a nigga that you want
to
outlet?
Can you pass the ball to the man in the same jersey as you? You should be able to.
Some of them can't.
You right.
So
Russell Westbrook being one of them. What is it about AI? Let's not talk about the three niggas that you would
in the top 50 coolest niggas. AI number one.
Cultural. He is the most important to the culture of the NBA of any nigga ever.
Mm-hmm.
He was extremely talented.
He was talented. But is he really one of the top 5'11"? Because you got to say it, like, the more we get later on in life, niggas getting bumped out. And AI probably was one of the first niggas bumped out. Yeah, you going.
Right.
It's niggas gone.
And next year, 2 years from now, Pau Gasol will not be on this list.
I didn't think he would ever make the list.
That's what I'm trying
He's
to say.
He's one of the greatest European players ever. Is Dirk on this list?
Dirk is on the list.
I'm about to say.
Greek Freak will be 40 next year.
Who?
Greek Freak will be 40 on the list.
You know what's crazy? He's only 24 fucking years old. He's only 25 years old. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's what you got to put in perspective.
We've yet to see the best of them.
Right. Yeah. No, I think we might have seen the best of Giannis. Like,
I think so.
I think this is it.
So
he's got to expand.
Where would you rank him?
What about Embiid?
Yeah. 62. I'm just throwing out a number.
Yeah.
But like I said, I just felt like, and I said this about Gary Payton too. It's more nostalgia than anything.
Is he top 50?
He's in the omissions. And the reason why is because we associate a name with shit. You know what I mean?
So give me your top three shooting guards of all time. Top five. Top five.
If we do three, AI not on the list.
All right.
Okay, so give me top five.
If we do four, or where are we putting Tracy McGrady? Is he a shooting guard or a small forward?
Bro, he's not on the list.
He's not, but he's still better than Allen Iverson.
Right.
Bro, he couldn't stay healthy. We don't have a full body of work from him.
He's an MVP too.
Just like, so yeah, was AI.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the 6'8" guy that can score like the 6'1" guy. Mm-hmm. I've seen a man score 13 points.
And see, like how some of my all defense team, Tracy McGrady is making all defense teams. He can guard me. It was his name recognition, you know what I mean? And so when you talk shooting guards top, you're going to name
Kobe, LeBron, MJ. I mean, Kobe, Wade, and MJ.
Right.
That's the top three.
And let's be real, and to be honest with you, Jerry West is probably better than Kobe or Wade. But in our generation, we don't know what Jerry West did, but Jerry West was that nigga. Yeah. He's the fucking logo. You know what I'm saying?
Change the logo.
It should be LeBron at this point. LeBron is the most important NBA.
Shaq joint. I need Shaq joint.
Yeah. No, we're not putting them shit.
The joint, he got the shoes too.
LeBron is the most important NBA player ever.
Absolutely.
Let's be real.
Absolutely.
Why?
So do you feel like on this list, LeBron should be ahead of Michael Jordan?
Absolutely.
Only he's the only one.
Okay.
I can see the argument, but no. Why do you feel that way? I want you to have a valid argument.
No. For the simple fact that earlier, we can...
Let's take out all team accolades.
We could debunk half this conversation by what you stated prior to us recording. You can't look at rings.
You take it away.
So that trumps...
I thought you need to have rings.
No. Take that away.
Take that away.
So that trumps 50% of the conversation.
It actually only one-eighth of the conversation. But go ahead.
No.
You take LeBron's best 7 years, and you can take Michael Jordan's average 7 years, and the numbers don't even come close.
Look, all right, check this
32, out. 6-7 to 27, 7-7.
What I'm looking at is the teams each played on and the effect they had on that team.
Okay.
Okay.
Jordan has always had a better team than LeBron.
How?
No.
Do you know when he went in the league? He went in the league in 84. Yep. He didn't make the finals until 92.
Yep.
Secondly,
yep.
My second argument is I'd rather make it to the finals more times than losing the first round more times.
Would you rather take not making the playoffs or making the playoffs?
Mike was losing the first round?
Right.
But so, look who he was losing to.
A team with seven Hall of Famers.
The same argument you're about to have about
the Warriors.
About him losing to the Warriors.
So
he was losing to the Celtics.
The Celtics.
Hey, look, the bad boys was beating him the fuck up.
Hey, hold on. You look at that top 50 list, I guarantee you there's four players on that top 50 list from that Celtics team that was beating Michael Jordan.
Nah, it's only two.
It's only two. Bro.
Who's on there?
It was Kevin McHale and Larry Bird.
It's only two, bro.
Parrish ain't on there?
No. That's what I was saying.
How's Parrish not
that's
on there?
I thought Robert Parrish was a better player than McHale.
Westface ain't on there? Luke Walton, daddy ain't on there?
Bill Walton.
He's more of a... but you know he only played like 4 years.
He was sixth man of the year, NBA Finals MVP, and NBA MVP. Luke Walton.
But not that same year.
Bill Walton is on this list.
But he was sixth man of the year that year.
And you know, Bill like literally only played like 5 years in the NBA for real.
Really?
Like that matter.
Okay.
Because he had fucked up feet. Antonio Brown shit.
Yeah, he had two
left. Yeah, two left. But no, but like the same argument you make about LeBron going to the finals Warriors. Losing, it's the same argument we can make about them first 8-9 years Jordan didn't go to the
finals. Jerry West don't get credit for losing 8 times straight, LeBron shouldn't get credit for losing 6 of his 9.
And the thing is, I don't even fault LeBron for losing those 6.
I don't.
Especially that. The last two, he averaged like 40 a game in them series.
What more could he do?
And what more could he do? Just like when
he exhausted everything.
Just like Jordan averaged 43-7-7 and lost in the 3-0 sweep. Y'all don't give him credit for
Jordan,
that.
Oh, you lost to the Celtics in the first round.
If I'm not mistaken, 88, Jordan averaged 35 points a game. It was the MVP and defensive player of the year that year. You know what I'm saying?
When they
and averaged 8 assists that year too.
This is literally, you can Google this. When they had him as primary ball handler, the only man in NBA history, 10 of 11 games had a triple double, 32-11-11. Yeah, you can look it up.
They
weren't winning. He was like, "Yo, I can't do this."
He was the number 3 pick too. They thought two niggas was better than him.
Yeah,
one of them I would take.
I can't.
The other nigga,
yeah, Sam Bowie.
You 7'2".
Sam Bowie had one good
issue
though.
Yeah,
like he had
his name was Sam Bowie. Yeah, his name was Sam Bowie. That was his issue. Yeah.
That's not even worse than the Trailblazers again took Greg Oden over the number 15.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah,
KD. But I honestly don't have a problem with the list.
Mm-hmm.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, some people you would shuffle around.
The people on there should be on there.
The people that's on there should be on there. I feel like Steph is too high. I feel like Steph is one of those people, we give him way too much credit for his name than he is the player that he is. He's great. He can shoot. What more can he do?
He's top 25.
He's top 25. 10. And he's like I said, we gave AI a lot of credit for the name and what he did. We give Steph because he revolutionized his game.
I'm taking Steph or KD?
I'm taking KD. It's not even close.
You think KD should be higher on the list? And
yeah.
Stuff?
I feel like KD's better than Kobe, too.
Like I said, you dropped that.
And it's not
down.
That's not even close, too. I want.
What your people saying?
They just watching. Kobe has it. Like, my thing with. So I want y'all to understand with me when it comes to basketball. I value efficiency.
Okay.
And that's why I value Jordan a little better. Because
that's really why you don't like AI.
That ain't same thing with Kobe. They were not efficient.
Do you like Westbrook?
He
does though.
He all right. I understand we need to give him more credit for triple double. He averaged three straight years of triple double.
Still not
bro.
The most efficient though.
He's not. Especially his past year was trash.
Yeah.
And so when they lost in the first round, it didn't surprise me. You know what I mean?
It doesn't surprise me.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. he's
they would have finished the CIAA.
Yeah.
What? I'm just so excited to see how
the LA Clippers gonna play.
No, not even that.
The Rockets.
To see how the Rockets is gonna make this shit work.
Bro, it's not.
Is this shit gonna work?
It's gonna work.
What is the game plan?
The rest of the niggas on that team are gonna be so fucking frustrated.
Who name them?
PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker.
Three niggas
Eric Gordon.
Game,
that's fine for both.
Eric Gordon.
Trash ass nigga.
Clint Capella.
he gonna get so many alley oops. What you talking about?
Right. I'm just like excited to see how.
You haven't seen the 2K shit. Right. Grabbing the ball.
Absolutely.
41-41.
Huh?
The games are similar to an extent.
Mm-hmm. It's the same game. One nigga can shoot, one nigga can't.
Right. It really is. And one throw alley oops and that would do bounce passes.
Yeah, the coach is going to be a surgeon.
Who is the coach?
Dan Tony.
Yeah, this
and that's why he's like, give me an extension. This y'all did this shit. Give me an extension.
Yeah,
like,
he need one.
I need one just in case. But really though, I am excited because the Clippers. A lot of people are saying the Lakers is so much better than the Clippers, and I'll
be excited at the end of next season for the Nets.
No. The reason why is because I think they kind of fucked that team up by adding DeAndre Jordan.
I think they just wanted to play together.
Right. Because DeAndre Jordan, like, he's not good.
That's like...
He's not good. He gets a lot of rebounds.
Was he not valuable to the fucking Clippers?
It was hard not to be valuable to the Clippers. You're 7-1 and have a 40-inch vert. Just throw him an alley. His field goal percentage is like 7.
And Blake Griffin is
the highest ever.
Let's...
Yes, Blake Griffin, when he...
It's different. His game different.
When Blake Griffin is a staple right now.
When Chris Paul left...
Yeah. Because he said something about Brad Dick.
Oh, the Lakers. Yeah.
He got what's face, though. His game is a lot more complete than I thought it was.
He learned it from Chris, too. I don't care what nobody says.
Chris Paul, is he on the list?
But he also said Chris Paul shouldn't be top 50.
Take him off.
Like Chris Paul is like, what, 27, 28?
Bro, he's 28, yeah. And this is my thing. I think Chris Paul is in the top 50, but the point guards that he's in front of, I disagree with.
He's a better basketball player than them.
Then who? He's not a better basketball player than Jason Kidd.
Yes, he is.
What team has Chris Paul led past the second round? Now you tell me about the Nets. You tell me how
Richard Jefferson? Alonzo Mourning?
Alonzo Mourning wasn't on there when they went to the round. Yeah. They had a young Kenyon Martin.
Chris Humphreys.
Chris Humphreys.
No, he wasn't there.
He was in college or some shit.
Sean Walker.
Angelo Sharpless.
Bruh.
Karen Kudus. Like,
literally, when Jason Kidd went there, they went to the finals twice.
Go back and look at who they played against on the way there.
Don't matter. They went.
It's easy.
You know who else they...
They got dominated both years.
Who else he's in front of?
So, tell me how at 40, when he went to the Mavericks...
He wasn't 40. He was 36. But okay.
Yeah, he wasn't 36. That nigga older than...
Big money.
No. You jobless.
But like...
I like it. But
Steve Nash is 35, bro.
He's not a greater basketball player. We're talking... Now I'm just talking skill level. He's not a better basketball player. A more better all-around basketball player than Steve Nash.
He's just faster than Steve Nash.
And then I want you to go back and look at their stats side by side, too.
I don't... See, we got...
I think y'all not looking at the numbers
here. I don't look at numbers. Did you win or did you not win?
I look at
Chris
numbers.
Paul did not win.
I look at...
Steve Nash did not win.
I look at numbers, but I don't just focus just on the numbers. I look at how they impacted their team. You know, what they brought...
You want to know what's so crazy?
He made DeAndre Jordan good.
No.
Who, Chris Paul?
Yes.
He still wasn't good.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
All he did was catch alley-oops.
Exactly. Yeah. And average 15 rebounds a game.
He can rebound without him.
Any other team, he was trash. Every other team he's been on has been trash. Y'all realize that?
He can rebound anytime.
He was on the Mavericks and Knicks last year. Did y'all know that?
But the Mavericks is trash.
Did y'all know that? Y'all didn't know that, did you?
What?
That DeAndre Jordan was on the Mavericks and the Knicks last year. All right.
Yeah.
Now he just got 4 years, $40 million. And mind you, the Nets had their center of the future on the team already.
Jared Allen.
Yes. They made him play in the summer league in his third year. And he averaged 12-10 in the playoffs.
You feel like that's disrespectful.
That's very disrespectful.
No, what, Josh Jackson, you know they sent him down to the G League. That nigga was the number 4 overall pick. You a G leaguer.
Shit, that seemed to beat when he was.
Why is Michael Kidd-Gilchrist in the NBA still?
Because he's making $13 million a year.
Exactly. Why? He need to be here with us doing the podcast.
Right. Facts. Anyway, I know I'm about to hear about this from Rod, because Rod, like, he'll suck like, Steph.
And it,
shout out to Gilchrist. I'm playing, bro. Huh?
Yeah, Gilchrist.
Yeah,
Willie G.
Yeah.
Top 5 chancellors ever.
Of what?
Do you think
I can't name you another chancellor.
Better. Like in every school.
What's the nigga that?
Chancellor now, Kerry Hilson or some shit like that.
Oh, scraper.
She was at the Central game looking like a
snipe.
Yeah.
And look, what's the nigga that what's the nigga that Charter Jaws fraternity?
Tidewater.
Ah, shit.
Nah, he charged y'all.
He was in charge of the chapter, Bobby Vaughn.
Bobby Vaughn.
Oh, he was a chancellor.
No, he was a basketball coach.
I thought he did both.
Nah, he was the greatest basketball coach in Elizabeth City.
I know, the whole gym named that.
Yeah, and now look at our sports. Man, we got a fucking We got a fucking cross country team.
Huh?
We got.
Is that title? It's because of Title IX, probably.
We still got a golf program?
Yeah. The only nigga I knew that played golf for Liz was the fat nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The fat nigga named Curtis played golf.
Yeah.
Did he go somewhere? Head. Did we like send him?
I think he drive matches? Trucks now.
Yeah.
Now play.
And he was the only one?
Nah, it was a few of them. They just were white guys that were in front of the city.
Like I said a couple of episodes ago, I have no interest in golf. Nor transgenders.
Oh my God.
Good night.
I'm out, man.